Holy Week begins with Palm or Passion Sunday, recalling Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem and the arrest, trial, torture, and execution of Jesus. Events mentioned in all four of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Now, in many Christian churches, Palm or Passion Sunday begins with a procession of worshipers carrying palm fronds representing the palm branches the crowd scattered in front of Jesus as he rode into Jerusalem. Now, the days between Palm or Passion Sunday and Holy Thursday are sometimes referred to as Holy Monday, Holy Tuesday, and, that's right, Holy Wednesday, sometimes called Spy Wednesday, in reference to Matthew chapter 26, where it recounts the story of Judas arranging his betrayal of Jesus. Then comes Thursday, commonly called Maundy Thursday, also known as Holy Thursday, Covenant Thursday, Great and Holy Thursday, Sheer Thursday, or Thursday of Mysteries. It's a lot of names to remember. Then comes Good Friday, commemorating the crucifixion of Jesus and his death at Calvary. Now, the term good in the context of Good Friday has long been debated, some sources claiming it is a corruption of the phrase God's Friday. Holy Saturday, also known as Great Sabbath or Black Saturday, is the last day of Holy Week as Christians prepare for Easter. It commemorates the day that Jesus Christ's body lay in the tomb. And if you would still like to know more, be sure to ask your pastor.
Good morning. Welcome to the service at St. Matthew's United Methodist Church. My name is Chino Chan, the lead pastor. I'm so glad that you have chosen to join us today as we worship God together and have fellowship. We would love to get connected to you. You may send me an email or you may join us at virtual coffee hour on Zoom. You can find the Zoom link and my email address on this YouTube page and on the church website. Welcome.
Since the beginning of time, palm fronds have stood for goodness and victory, often used on things like coins or public artwork. Now, in the Old Testament, King Solomon decorated the temple with carvings of palm branches. And in the book of Revelation, it describes a great multitude of people from every nation raising palm branches in reverence to Jesus. But most commonly, in the church, the palm frond is recognized as a part of Palm / Passion Sunday, or what we traditionally have simply called Palm Sunday. Now, in the Gospel according to John, there was a large crowd that came to Jerusalem for Passover festival, and they took the branches of the palm trees, and they went out to meet Jesus with their symbols of goodness and victory. And as Jesus rode a donkey, they were shouting, Hosanna, meaning to save. Now, for us, our Palm Sunday celebrations are a way to mark the beginning of the Holy Week. On the Sunday before Easter, we think back to those ancient palm fronds, and it's really just a composite of all the elements taken from the Gospels, including the waving of the palm branches in the festal procession. Now, this isn't done to recreate what actually happened so long ago, per se. I mean, nobody really knows for sure. But rather for the church to celebrate itself here and now. We recognize the coming of Jesus as the heart of spiritual leadership. Now, some churches even save the palm branches and then burn them on the following year for use as the ceremonial ashes of Ash Wednesday. Me, I will use mine not as pom-poms. I wasn't going to say that at all. Maybe I'll just make a nice salad out of them. And so once again, Palm Sunday starts off Holy Week, setting the tone for the greatest time of the Christian year, the resurrection of the Christ to conquer death and bring eternal life. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. If you'd like to learn more, ask your pastor. Captain Chuck sent you.
Good morning. Welcome to the service at St. Matthew's United Methodist Church. My name is Chino Chan, the lead pastor. I'm so glad that you have chosen to join us today as we worship God together and have fellowship. We would love to get connected to you. You may send me an email or you may join us at virtual coffee hour on Zoom. You can find the Zoom link and my email address on this YouTube page and on the church website. Welcome. Good morning. Welcome to the service at St. Matthew's United Methodist Church. My name is Chino Chun, the lead pastor. I'm so glad that you have chosen to join us today as we worship God together and have fellowship. We would love to get connected to you. You may send me an email or you may join us at virtual coffee hour on Zoom. You can find the Zoom link and my email address on this YouTube page and on the church website. Welcome. Hosanna. Good morning. Welcome you all to the worship service at St. Matthew's United Methodist Church. My name is Chinu Chan. I'm the lead pastor of this wonderful community of faith. Let me introduce our worship leaders who make this online service possible. Holy Communion, Nancy Fonard, and Creative Visual Arts with Flowers, Thelma Schoenmann, and Opening Prayer and Scripture Reading, Marsha Raminson, and Media Technology, Wayne and Susan Lasante, and Music, Zeni Zook, and James Gutierrez, and Message for All Ages, Josh Linda Whittler. The reason why we introduce the names of these worship leaders, as you see them on screen, not only long-term church members know their names, but also anyone who joined us in this worship service this morning may see their names there. Today is Palm Sunday. We are walking into Holy Week. As we join together, as we walk this journey together, may God enable us to feel we are embraced and we are transformed and we are sent. There's nothing that makes God love us less, no matter what. Yes, you are loved. God loves you. And welcome, and welcome, and welcome. Let us worship God, our God, with all our hearts, minds, and soul.
Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. Holy Creator, we are grateful for the sun that warms the earth and the rain that quenches thirst, for all life that you have created. We are grateful for the journey to Jerusalem as we are pilgrims following Jesus. O Jerusalem, you are a metaphor for a more perfect world, a hoped-for life, a vision of what might be. We yearn for a changed society, one in which love and justice, not power and self-interest, would be the currency to live by. O Holy Creator, grant us the strength to achieve what we as a people must do, to unite ourselves and to sanctify this world. Help us to be more like Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Please arise in spirit and or in body, and let us sing the Hosanna, loud the Hosanna, UMC hymnal, Navy Blue Book, page 278. If you picked up the palm branches, and also, or we sent you the email with the picture of a palm branch. So if you have prepared that, this morning, let us wave it together and let us sing this out. Hosanna, loud Hosanna.
Thank you. morning, everybody. Happy Palm Sunday. I hope you have your palm fronds with you, whether you got them from the church or if you printed yours online and we had some to color. There were some that were pre-colored, too, if you would prefer to do it that way. But I hope you have something to wave around or have been waving around already, hopefully. So we're going to try something a little bit different this morning. Josiah was gracious enough to help me tell the story of Palm Sunday a little bit, and so we're going to show that to you. And as you watch the story, I'd like you all to try and answer some questions about what you're thinking or feeling while you're watching this. What do you notice? What do you see? What do you imagine is happening? And what questions do you have about what's happening as you watch Jesus come to Jerusalem? So go ahead and watch this and go ahead and enter your questions or your thoughts or anything you might be sharing with your family there. Whatever you're noticing, share in the chat box, and it'd be awesome to see what you all come up with, and we can respond to each other. So you're invited to do that with us as we watch. Why was everybody so excited on Palm Sunday when Jesus came? Well, in those days, the people of Judea were under control by Rome, and they had a governor named Pilate.
Hello.
So Rome was in charge, and in exchange of being in charge, they helped finance the chief priests, who hid behind Rome's power. The chief priests controlled the big grand temple in Jerusalem, where the people believed that God lived. And in order to worship God, you had to come to the temple. But most people couldn't go all the way into the temple. In fact, very few people could. But in order to worship God, you had to at least come close to the temple and then offer a gift. Usually in those days, it was an animal or grain. So if people wanted to worship God, they would come and bring their offerings to the temple, their gifts to God. But the problem was is that you couldn't just bring any old ordinary animal or grain. You had to have the temple's special animal or grain.
That's not good enough. You're going to have to take one of our special animals.
Okay, how much does it cost? Let me give you some money.
Nope, that money doesn't work here. You need the special temple money.
Temple money?
So then they would go to the money changers and change their coins over to a special kind of money. But when they do that, they would lose money because they would take an extra cut. Then they could come and exchange their animal and get a new one. Then you could offer your gift to God. And this arrangement worked out well for the people who worked there.
Yay, I'm rich!
And for the chief priests.
Yay, we're richer!
Meanwhile, the people had much less money. And on top of that, they were being taxed. But in the scriptures, there was a promise of a new king that would come and rescue Israel when they were in their greatest hour of need. And so many of the people were waiting, hopefully, for this king to come. So when they heard about Jesus coming, they were really excited.
I heard he has 100 soldiers march with him wherever he goes.
I heard that he rides a beautiful brown horse.
I heard that he walks on water.
Oh, come on, be serious now.
So when Jesus arrived on a little donkey,
hey everybody!
I can imagine that the people were quite surprised.
Huh?
Even so, the people got really excited and began to sing, Hosanna! Hosanna! Save us! That was what Hosanna means. Hosanna, and they were singing, Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. And Jesus got to the temple.
Where's his army? I thought he was going to have an army with him. Well, he does have some of those disciples behind him. Yeah, I don't think they're going to stop any Roman guards.
So nobody was really sure what Jesus was going to do when he got there.
Oh, are you here to make your sacrifices? I've got a great deal on a nice, brand new sheep.
Jesus had a different idea.
What? What are you doing? Stop that! Stop that! No! No! Stop turning over the tables! Stop! Stop that!
Be free, sheep and goat. You all have turned my father's house of prayer into a den of robbers. This is not okay. You can't just steal from people.
God's house is for everyone, no matter who you are. For everyone, huh? That sounds pretty good. Come on, everybody. Woo.
And so Jesus began to teach in the temple, saying things like, God wasn't there at the temple. God wasn't the emperor either. Instead, Jesus shared with them love and community and his vision for a better world. It was God incarnate, God with us, and showed us all a way to live and gave us a hope and a future.
Well, you can imagine who wasn't very happy about all this.
What's he saying? Is he gone yet?
No, he's not gone yet.
No. What is going to happen if people don't come to our temple?
Not everybody in the city was thrilled with what Jesus was doing either.
Oh, man, I'm not going to make any money while he's here. You know, I was really hoping for that army. Yeah, I don't really understand what he's doing. I think he might be a fraud. He's not going to save us from Rome. He's just going to talk a lot. That doesn't seem to make sense to me. If you were there, how would you respond?
Thank you.
Today's scripture is from John chapter 12, verses 12 through 13. The next day, the great crowd that had come for the festival heard that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. They took palm branches and went out to meet him, shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel." And from Mark chapter 15, 6 through 15. Now it was the custom at the festival to release a prisoner whom the people requested. A man called Barabbas was in prison with the insurrectionists who had committed murder in the uprising. The crowd came up and asked Pilate to do for them what he usually did. "Do you want me to release to you the King of the Jews?" asked Pilate, knowing it was out of self-interest that the chief priests had handed Jesus over to him. But the chief priests stirred up the crowd to have Pilate release Barabbas instead. "What shall I do then with the one you call the King of the Jews?" Pilate asked them. "Crucify him," they shouted. "Why? What crime has he committed?" asked Pilate. But they shouted all the louder, "Crucify him!" Wanting to satisfy the crowd, Pilate released Barabbas to them. He had Jesus flogged and handed over to him to be crucified. From Matthew chapter 27, verses 27 through 31. Then the governor's soldiers took Jesus into the praetorium and gathered the whole company of soldiers around him. They stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him, and then twisted together a crown of thorns and set it on his head. They put a staff in his right hand. Then they knelt in front of him and mocked him. "Hail, King of the Jews," they said. They spit on him and took the staff and struck him on the head again and again. After they had mocked him, they took off the robe and put his own clothes on him. Then they led him away to crucify him.
Amen. Have you ever experienced people treated you differently according to physical conditions, financial situation, or social status? People used to be kind to you, and they used to even praise you, but they started putting their finger at you after you made mistakes. When you are healthy and you didn't have to depend on them, they welcomed you always. But they changed their attitudes as you were getting sick or older and unable to do what you used to be able to do. When you're rich, you always had the people around you, but one after another, they started leaving you or avoiding your phone calls as you were losing money. Yes, you may often experience people change their attitudes and treat you differently according to where you are in your condition, life conditions. But there is one who tells you, "You matter to me most, no matter what." And he treats you with his unchangeable love all the time. Even when you deny or refuse him, he always treats you with his steadfast love. And his name is Jesus Christ. On the first Palm Sunday, Jesus was entering Jerusalem on a young donkey, on a colt. A king riding a donkey, not a horse. In the ancient Middle Eastern world, riders rode horses when they went to war. But they usually rode donkeys when they came in peace. So he gave the people a clue who Jesus was. That Jesus was entering Jerusalem on a donkey, young donkey. Jesus was the peace-bringing king. But they couldn't see the clue. And I'll explain to you why in a minute. a large crowd of Passover visitors in Jerusalem got excited to hear Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. They took branches, palm branches, and went out to meet him. As Jesus was entering Jerusalem, they shouted, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Blessed is the King of Israel! Hosanna! Hosanna!" Can we try it together? So you take your branches, the palm branches, and let's say, "Hosanna, save us. Hosanna, save us." Are you ready? 2, 3, 1, go. "Hosanna, save us. Hosanna, save us." They're so excited. They welcomed Jesus with all their hearts. However, in several days later, those who shouted, "Hosanna, save us! Hosanna, save us!" shouted, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" What happened in between? What made them change their minds? And how did Jesus treat those who changed their hearts for him? The Greek Seleucid dynasty, 190 years before the first Palm Sunday, under the government, the Greek Seleucid dynasty oppressed the Jews. They killed many of the Jewish people. They set up an altar to Jews, Zeus, Z-E-U-S, Zeus, in the Jewish temple and slaughtered pigs on him. Did you understand? Pigs, P-I-G-S, pigs, oink, oink. So they set up an altar to Zeus in the Jewish temple and slaughtered the pigs on it. And the Maccabees. In 165 BC, a family of Jews, the Maccabees, incited an insurrection. They routed the Greeks and forced them out of Jerusalem and the Holy Land. They cleansed the temple, an occasion the Jewish people still celebrate as Hanukkah. The time Simon Maccabee, when he returned to Jerusalem, he was hailed as the great deliverer. The people took palm branches and waved them before him as a sign of victory. "You have freed us from the Greeks. Hail to you. Hail to you." Jews were anticipating a Messiah who would lead an armed rebellion against the Romans like a Maccabees. And this was what they were looking for in Jesus. So when the Jews waved the palm branches as Jesus was entering Jerusalem, they were meaning, "Jesus, save us from the Romans. Save us from the Romans as Simon Maccabee saved us from the Greeks." But in several days later, after the first Palm Sunday, the crowd was sorely disappointed. Jesus refused to take up the sword. Jesus refused to take up the weapon, the sword, to free them from the Romans. Jesus rather took the cross of love to reconcile them to God. But they couldn't see what they most needed as they were preoccupied by what they wanted. So the crowd is shouting, "Release Barabbas! Crucify Jesus! Release Barabbas and crucify Jesus!" Then who is Barabbas here? Matthew 27:16 simply calls him a notorious prisoner. Luke 23:19 highlights his insurrectionary activity, implicating him in an uprising and murder. John 18:40 describes him as a political activist. Mark 15, verse 7 states that Barabbas was among the rebels in prison who had committed murder in the insurrection. Quote unquote, a man called Barabbas was in prison with the insurrectionists who had committed murder in the uprising. In short, Barabbas was a political activist who murdered, which means he had already shown the Jewish people that he was kind of Messiah whom they accepted. So Jews chose Barabbas over Jesus. They chose Barabbas and refused Jesus. They couldn't see that Jesus Christ was a true Messiah. They needed, because they blind themselves by what they wanted. But Jesus didn't turn his face away from them. He endured all the insults and pains for them. He carried the cross for their sins. He even advocated for them on the cross at the very moment of death. Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing. Can you imagine that? Jesus was despised and rejected. He was pierced and beaten and mocked. He was crushed. He was harshly treated, but he carried the cross for you and your sins. Jesus couldn't stop loving you. When you are healthy, Jesus loves you. When you are sick, he loves you. When you are rich, he loves you. When you are poor, Jesus loves you. When you are able, Jesus loves you. When you are unable, he still loves you. Jesus cannot stop loving you. Jesus loves you and cares about you no matter what. Period. Period. Throughout this Holy Week, may Jesus Christ bless every single one of you and have you hear the message of love, that love message straight from his heart. You matter to me most. I'm carrying the cross for you. Right for you. You are the reason for my passion, my suffering and death. You are the reason for the cross I died on. You are the reason that I died on the cross. You matter to me most, no matter what. As you hopefully hear God's love message and feel, not just know, but also feel his love for you, I invite you to examine how you treat others. WWJD, what would Jesus do? Do I treat others as Jesus treats me? While I appreciate his unconditional love for me, do I respect their dignity regardless? Do I treat them as Jesus would? Do I embrace their brokenness as Jesus would? Where are you when others are struggling with extreme loneliness? Where are you when others are bullied and abused at home, at school, and at work? Where are you when the earth is aching? Where are you when God's creatures are suffered? Where are you when the others are suffering from all sorts of discriminations? Racism, ageism, sexism, homophobia, you name it. Where are you when others are oppressed by political and social systems? Where are you when the people crucify Jesus Christ by harming others? Jesus asked us this morning, were you there when they crucified me? Were you there when they crucified me? Years ago, the people couldn't see who Jesus Christ truly was because they were preoccupied by what they wanted. They denied Jesus Christ and refused him because they were disappointed as they couldn't get what they wanted through him. Hosanna, Hosanna became crucify him, crucify him. The people harshly, they changed their hearts for Jesus. But Jesus Christ still loved them. Jesus didn't turn his face away from them. He endured all the pains, all the sufferings for them. Jesus carried the cross for their sins. Today, the same Jesus Christ tells us, you matter to me most, no matter what. I still love you, no matter what. And he also asks us, where are you when the people crucify me by harming others? Were you there when they crucified me? Were you there when they crucified me? As we start examining ourselves with this question throughout the whole Holy Week, let us sing this hymn together. Were you there? UMC hymnal, the navy blue one, page 288. Were you there?
Amen. Last Sunday after the service, our sister Susan Lasante, she showed me this cloth for the Holy Communion table. She received this as a gift from her friends whom she went to the Kenya for a mission trip in one of the years. And let me read what it says here. It's from the book of Numbers, chapter 6, verses 24 through 26. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face toward you and give you peace. Jesus Christ calls us, all of us, to His table. Jesus Christ wants us to feel and experience God's love shines upon you. God's love reigns on you. It's a sunny day or a rainy day. It doesn't matter. And Jesus Christ wants us to have that love. Jesus Christ wants us to experience God's love shines upon us and rains on us. At the same time, it's not all about us. It's all about community. That's why God called us as community, as God called us individually. So as we gather together around this table, the Lord's table, we are called to encourage each other. We are called to invite people to experience His love. We are called to live out His the greatest commandment from Him. Love God, love others as yourself. As we are walking into the Holy Week, what do we remember? What does Jesus Christ want us to remember? Some of you may be having sunny days. Some of you are maybe having rainy days, even stormy nights. But please know that we are staying together. We are taking this journey together. And we are one body in Jesus Christ. That's who we are. That's what we are. Amen. Amen. as you have prepared the Holy Communion at home, you know, as I lift the bread and chalice, you may want to do the same. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, God, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night to which he gave himself up for us, Jesus took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take it. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, God, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. All of you. This is my blood of the new covenant. New covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Let us pray. Gracious God, pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and cup. Make them before us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory, and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours. Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. Now you may share the bread and cup. If you are alone, yes, we are with you in spirit. Let us celebrate the Holy Communion together. As you share it, share them, you may say, "This is body of Christ given for you, and this is blood of Christ given for you." And our siblings in the sanctuary, as far as you feel safe, please come forward. Let us share the Holy Communion together. As a children of God, we experience God's grace through the good news and also through the Holy Communion. Now let us respond to God's grace together. Please join me in response to God's grace. God wants our love. That's what God wants. God wants our love more than God wants our offerings. God cares about our hearts, not the amounts of our offerings. As we count all the blessings God has already given to us, we cheerfully give our offerings to God, the provider, with grateful hearts. Amen. Yes, offering time is not the time to make a donation to the church. It is time to count all the blessings God has given to us. It is time to acknowledge God as the provider of everything God gives to us. Let us prepare our offerings with a prayer. Prayers for the mission world. Prayer for the missions God does in and through us. And prayers for all those who will experience God's love through those ministries. Let us hold of each other with the prayers. And let us continue to pray for our communities, local and global communities together. It's time for prayer. We have been collecting all these items to support the Dignity Matters movement. So, and our life stories are so various. But there is one thing that cannot be changed and must not be changed. Every single one of us is precious in your eyes and honored. And you said, I love you. Please, shake us up and realize you call us to respect everyone's dignity. We bless these gifts, bless our sisters who will share these items together, Lord. Please, let all of us, the givers and receivers, all of us, experience your love story for us and get the message how precious we are in your eyes. Again, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for this wonderful opportunity of ministry, the opportunity to affirm our connection to one another, an opportunity to experience the truth. You love all, and all means all. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Before we pray together, I have two prayer requests to share with you. This coming Thursday, April 1st, and our brother Rob, we've been praying for him as he was diagnosed with cancer, stage late 3. He's going to have a surgery. He got the spot, and he's going to have a surgery at the Dana Faber this coming Thursday. So please continue to hold up Rob and Jane in your prayers, please. And our brother Mark Weber, his father Alfred, he went back home to be the Lord this past week. So Mark is with his family, and he drove 16 hours there, and then that means he will have to drive back for 16 hours in about a week. Please pray for him and his family, and keep him in your prayers. Amen. Thank you. Let us pray together. I will share the prayers from the chat, and at the end of each prayers, I will say, "This is my prayer," and all you say, "This is our prayer." Susan Lasante, Lord, I pray for Mark Weber and his family on the death of his dad. May they know your love. This is my prayer. Jennifer Nguyen, prayers for the people of Myanmar, Myanmar, suffering violence from the military. This is my prayer. Michelle Holland, God be praised this morning. I'm celebrating the birth of Layla Thompson to John and Melissa yesterday. Both are doing well. This is my prayer. Dot Wurst, I pray for healing of the phlebitis, phlebitis. Phlebitis in my right arm. This is my prayer. The heart, prayers for healing and strength for Barbara Katz, who is suffering from two ailments. An asthma attack, A-S-T-H-M-A attack, and retaining fluid in her legs. This is my prayer. Please be patient with my clumsiness in pronouncing some different words. Leslie Brew, may I love myself and others the way God loves me. This is my prayer. Susan Evans, prayers of gratitude for the opportunity to be worship leader on April 18th, our Caring for Creation Earth Day service. More info in the weekly news, requesting videos and photos on how you care for creation. This is my prayer. Marie Makachek, prayers of comfort for the friends and family of my cousin, Zeki Green, who died this past week after a long struggle with the multiple health issues. This is my prayer. Jim Kay, thanks to the church team that organized and handed out palms last night, God's love at work. This is my prayer. Let us pray. Let us pray for those we have just heard about and those who are in need of our prayers. Let us pray together. Let us pray the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Let us share the sign of peace with one another. The peace of Christ be with you all. The peace of Christ be with you all. Several announcements to share with you. Yes, again, thank you very much, all our worship leaders. Thank you so much for sharing your talents and gifts to make this worship service possible. And thank you all to join us to worship God this morning together. It's so great to have you all here. If it's your first time to visit, or if you'd like to get connected to the church community, please send me an email, pastor@saint-matthews.org. You can find it on YouTube page and also on the church website. You know, I appreciate, you know, those who sent me emails. It's great to get connected with you. And after service, we are going to have we are having the virtual coffee hour. So you can find the Zoom link on the YouTube page and also on the church website. Please join us. No password is needed. And last night, you know, we gathered together and handed out palm branches to the community, and it was so fun. It was great, you know. We had the children, and I really enjoyed dancing with them, you know, last night. And also afterwards, we had a great time with a pizza as well. We still have many branches, you know. So if you haven't picked up yet, so as you go through this Holy Week, you know, you may come by and pick them up. They are in the bucket in the hospitality area. You just walk in the church building through main entrance, you know, and then you'll find the bucket there. So feel free to come here and then pick up the branches. And thank you very much for all those who participated in the handing out branches yesterday. Appreciate it. As I briefly mentioned at the beginning of the prayer time, Dignity Matters until March 31st, Wednesday. So please be part of that ministry too. Sharing the sign of peace video, we are collecting the signs of peace a video for the Easter Sunday. So please contact Connie, and the due date is today. So please send them to Connie by today. And also we are preparing the Hallelujah choir, the virtual choir. So the due date is also today too. So if you have not, please send your piece to James, our music director. And on Thursday, we are going to have a Teje Monday Thursday service at 7 o'clock. And our director of Children, Youth, and Family Ministry, Joshua, will introduce us to Teje's service. It's going to be a very meditative and prayerful service. So please join us at 7 o'clock on Monday Thursday. And also, we are going to have a Good Friday service. It will be a hymns and stories service. We are going to listen to the behind stories of three hymns, and we are going to sing those hymns together too. So Good Friday service at 7 o'clock on Friday. And we are going to have an Easter sunrise service at 6 o'clock a.m. in the backyard of the church at 6 o'clock on Easter Sunday morning. There is a sign-up at the sign-up central on our church website. So please remember to sign up first And remember, bring your mask. We're going to keep the distance, safe distance, and also we'll keep wearing the mask as well. And if you need to sit down, you know, during the service, you know, bring your own chair, or we can provide the folding chairs as well. And we are going to have a Holy Communion on Monday, Thursday, and also Easter Sunday. So please prepare the Holy Communion elements, the cup and bread at home on Monday, Thursday, and also Easter Sunday. And this year, I really appreciate our Sunday school team. Very creative, very enthusiastic. Really appreciate it. You know, we are going to have an Easter Sunday morning event, Come and See. So come experience the story of the resurrection, COVID safe, at the church. So bring your mask. Come for about 20 minutes. Come anytime between 8:45 through 10 before the virtual service. You know, it's well organized and it's going to be really meaningful and fun. So please come by sometime, anytime between 8:45 and 10 a.m. as Sunday in the morning of Easter Sunday. My beloved siblings in Christ, we've gone through so many holy weeks in the past. What does it mean to us? This year, I truly bless all of you. Your knowledge on Holy Week may become your experiences. Your understanding on God's love may become your own story. Your experiences. May God touch your hearts through the whole week. You may join Jesus Christ being suffered. Your ego may die on the cross with Jesus Christ. And we may experience that ultimate beauty of His resurrection on Easter Sunday. God bless you all. And remember, God loves you, so do we, and there's nothing you can do about it. Go in peace. Amen. Let us bless each other through a blessing song together.
Oh,